This is a HeadGum Podcast. Lady Lovin is brought to you by RX Bar. For those of you that don't know, RX Bar is a whole food protein bar that I am obsessed with. You guys have heard me talk about this so many times on the show. I love RX Bars so much. And why I love them is because they want to build things the right way. RX Bar believes in the power of transparency and lets the core ingredients do all the talking, with all of them listed right on the front. So, you know, everything that's in them you see, and they are truly delicious. I love them so much. They're gluten-free, they're soy-free, they're dairy-free. Free. They're great for breakfast on the go, a snack at your office, throw it in your bag. I ate 2 RX bars on the plane. I'm not kidding you. They're so, so good. They also have egg whites for protein. So it's great. Like, I can't have whey, and egg white protein is perfect for me. They also come in 14 delicious flavors, including chocolate hazelnut, peanut butter and berries, my favorite chocolate sea salt, another one of my favorite coconut chocolate, and another one of my favorite peanut butter chocolate and coffee chocolate and more. They're so good. They also make seasonal flavors too, which I love. And now they've also debuted RX Nut Butter, which pairs great with fruit, rice cakes, pretzels, or straight out of the pouch. And they're delicious. So I love them so much. You guys know I do. I rave about them constantly. I love the chocolate sea salt. It's like, tastes like I'm eating dessert, and it's so great. So for 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, and enter promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N, at checkout. Valid in the U.S. only. That's 25% off of your first order by visiting rxbar.com/lovin and entering the promo code lovin at checkout. Again, valid in the U.S. only.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Lady Lovin. It is either the day before Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving. It is around the TG holiday.
Yeah. Hi, guys. It's Lo. It's your brand new Lady Lovin episode.
It is. Did you know that Thanksgiving was, that TG was short for Thanksgiving?
I guess in the context of the holidays, I could have guessed that.
People have been texting me, hey, let's hang after TG. And I'm like, what's TG? And then I'm like, oh, Thanksgiving. But like, just casually being like, oh, let's hang after TG.
Well, everything is like shortened these days.
True. I guess I never heard TG. I'm kind of shocked by that.
Yeah, I feel like a dumbass because one of my Canadian friends this week told me that they also have Thanksgiving. Not on our day, but I didn't know that.
Well, I feel like a lot of countries clearly have celebration days.
Well, I know, but my friend was like, oh yeah, we like have straight up Thanksgiving. It's like on a different day, but we have Thanksgiving.
Do they also eat turkey?
I have no idea.
So you don't know much about this Canadian Thanksgiving.
Canadian friends, tell us what your Thanksgiving
should we look
are.
It up? Canadian Thanksgiving. I'd love to actually know more about this.
Okay, you guys, since it is Thanksgiving, you also know that it's Black Friday, and I have to tell you that everything at Love Wellness is 25% off site-wide through Monday night. So starting today, Wednesday, what is today's date? The 21st. It is November 21st. So yeah, our Black Friday sale is on. So go get it. Don't need a code. Just everything is 25% off site-wide, and stuff is moving fast. So if you've wanted to try the brand, this is a great opportunity to do it. Like a huge discount, but we're going to sell out of stuff. So if you want stuff, go snap it up right now.
Okay. I'm going to do a little plug too.
Sure, go ahead.
Everyone, I've kind of mentioned and hinted at my new project that I'm working on, which we're actually going to do an episode on in the next episode. I'm super excited to share more with you guys. But for now, if you want to give the Instagram a little follow, I'd really appreciate it. It's instagram.com, if you're on the web, /YZFounders.
Cool.
The letters Y and Z is the name of the business and founders. And we're actually posting a bunch of cool entrepreneur stories. I'll post one of Lo this week, probably.
Cute.
It's really fun. But it's kind of scary when you start a new project because you're really starting from zero.
Yeah.
You got to build up that audience, you know?
I mean, starting anything from zero.
Yes.
Whether it's like this account that you're working on for your business or like just starting a business on its own. I mean, it can be like so daunting.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm 2 years into Love Wellness and it's like so much work and effort has gone into it. And it just blows me away. But it also is like so fulfilling. You know what I mean? And personally, I love being busy like this. I've never really been this busy. And I think that you do too, right?
I like being busy. I don't really like staying at home very often. The one thing that I've been really struggling with this fall, I'll just share it with everyone, is my exercise routine. Really struggling.
Me too.
It's been really difficult to wake up in the morning.
Well, I mean, you're working such long hours every day that it's like, it's hard to find the space and the time in your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just think it's a challenge for anybody that doesn't have like a ton of free time.
Previously, I had been working out at night. I was a night worker outer. I was loving the 7:30.
Ugh, I can't do that.
And then lately, I just, I've been trying to go in the morning, but I did Barry's boot camp this morning. Which
nice,
was nice,
girl.
I'm actually, one thing that I get really excited about over like Thanksgiving holidays and other holidays is I really get to catch up on my workouts.
Yeah, girl.
I know that's like so whatever, but I feel like it's like the perfect time to like reset your body. I know that everyone else kind of overeats or is lazy, but I always feel like these little breaks are like good for like self-care.
Well, they are because like you're home, you don't have to work, you don't have to think about anything. You can like actually get some sleep. You have time to like go on a hike or go a spin or whatever it is. I mean, it's honestly, I think I was reading an interesting article that advocates for the 4-day work week because like these days, everybody, when they're working, they're just working all day long. And so the total number of hours you're putting in, like you could do it in 4 days and like we're burning ourselves out. And it just was like a really interesting article.
Well, it's all about like working efficiently. And I think that in some jobs, you can kind of just stay there, not really working, but just like being there.
Yeah.
And that's not, you know, efficient for the business and or for your life. Yeah. So that's interesting. Yeah. There's like a lot of like, I think previously there was so much about how I'd been reading a lot of articles also about how, you know, previously everyone was like, you don't need a lot of sleep. Like you can, you know, sleep for 5 hours. And it was all about like waking up at like 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. and then like having a full work day. And like the smartest people didn't need a lot of sleep. But there's so many more articles about like the importance of sleep and like how that can actually make you more productive if you're getting like the 8 hours that you need, and also about how like every single person needs a different amount of sleep in order to like function properly. So I think all of that stuff is like super interesting about like the sleep stuff, because I've always been someone that's like, you know, I'm like, okay, maybe I only need 6 hours, but I really think I'm someone that needs 8 hours of sleep. Well, I really am.
Most people need 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
That's the reality. I think that like a very small percentage of the population can function at like the highest level off of like 5 or 6 hours of sleep.
For me, it's like if I, and that's why I was talking about exercising previously, like even if for me exercising, if I was just going for like a 30-minute walk or an hour walk or something like that, I just have to be active every day in order to be like super productive.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So that's one thing that I actually want to get ahead of. I also saw this other thing, just because I'm sharing everything I'm reading lately, about, you know, how people have reset all of their goals and everything on the new year. But it's sort of like, why don't you just do that now? Like instead of waiting till January when there's like obviously stuff that maybe you want to change or that you want to work on, like why not just start now?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel like people use the new year as like their excuse to just like get after it during the holiday time. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I only have like 3 more weeks to do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
So I got to take advantage of it. You know what I mean? But I feel like if you're like that, you're probably not going to be able to keep your resolution anyway.
That's true.
Have you ever made a New Year's resolution that you like actually have kept?
No, I've made changes in my life that I've kept.
Yeah.
Like in terms of diet and exercise and like treating myself better, but I've never made a resolution. Like I've never like changed my life based off of a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean.
I've just changed my life based off of like therapy.
Right.
Yeah.
I think definitely. I've never been able to keep a resolution either, but I like over the years, like I feel like I have made changes that like result in like a long-term, like better health, mental wellness, and whatever it might be. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I would like to make the change of the of just figuring out my exercise routine. I'm like super good Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, which is interesting, but it's very hard for me Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just get out there.
I need to like honestly just sit down and look at my schedule and then like pull up fitness classes that I like to go to and just plan it out and be like, okay, here's what I do every week.
Yeah.
And then I would go. You know, it's like I wake up, you know, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, like, what should I do? I don't know. And I'm just going to go to the office instead.
Yeah.
You know, that's the pattern that I have found myself getting into lately, which I need to break that pattern. But I've also just been so busy. It's like, I don't have the space to like do it every single day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've been really enjoying this dance sculpting class by Megan Rue.
Yeah.
I've been taking it a few times a week. I think that's super fun. I also think that sometimes when you exercise a lot or you're trying to get back into it, it's kind of, you're bored of your other routine or you're not enjoying it as much. So I also feel like just like making yourself do something and like creating the habit of it, even if it's like not as hard of a workout, but it's something you enjoy more or whatever mm-hmm. that is. I think that's also super helpful.
Yeah.
But yeah. I've been really into this like dance sculpt class.
Do you like do internet workouts?
No. I don't have a large enough apartment
yeah.
where I want to sweat in it.
Right.
And I also want to be like out of, like if I'm going to be exercising, I want to be out yeah. in the world. I want to be like making weird eye contact or like, you know, just like staring at myself in a mirror, you know.
Oh, that's so funny.
I do think the gym is a great way to find a date.
I think so too. But if you're brave enough to like talk to somebody.
Yeah, but it's like, what's the difference? That's like better than talking to someone in a bar.
100%. But do you speak to people at the gym or in classes?
Sometimes.
Okay, well then.
Sometimes I'll smile.
I'll give a little smile.
I actually went out with a guy that was set up through a friend I had at the gym that I met at exercising.
Okay.
At SoulCycle. Was like, you should go out with my friend. And so I went out with his friend.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I smiled at a guy on a bike the other day and he smiled back.
Wow.
I just
really living.
I know that sounds really mild.
Yeah.
But I was crossing Lafayette or something, and this like hot guy on a bike like pulled up and I was like sitting right there and I like looked at him and didn't look away and then I smiled and he smiled back.
I love that eye contact where neither of you look away until like you have to.
Yeah.
Until you're forced. But
I felt like really
transit.
Like putting myself out there. Like I knew I was not going to like stop or talk to that guy.
You should have.
I just gave him a little smile.
What was
kept on going?
What was holding me back?
I had somewhere to be.
Do you think next time you would actually give him your number and make a move?
No, I'm not brave enough.
You should be brave.
Maybe. I don't know. He just was like so cute, but like, I don't know. He was like on a bike going somewhere and I was like, I was going somewhere. It just was one of those cute moments where you like see a cute stranger and you just smile and just keep going on your way.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Have you ever slid into someone's DMs and asked them out?
Yes, I have.
And has it worked out positively for you?
Yes, it has.
And you've gone out with them?
Yes.
I'm all about the DMs as dating these days. I'm kind of over the dating apps. I'm into the DMs.
Yeah.
I also was watching a clip from the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yeah.
And
Michael B. Jordan.
My favorite, Michael B. Jordan, says that he responds back to DMs and also has met and gone on dates with people that have DM'd him.
Does that mean we should slide into his DMs? Well, probably too many are in his DMs right now after the Ellen show.
That's what I was thinking, so I didn't do it.
Let's wait like 3 weeks.
I was like, listen, like I gotta like up my chances of him saying yes. So I need to wait till after the Ellen show.
Right, yeah. Definitely wait till after the Ellen show. Like a yeah. couple weeks when it's died down.
I actually have a funny story. So I was in Israel this summer and I met this guy and I thought he was so cute. And so he was with my mutual friend, or we had a mutual friend. And I told the guy, I was like, hey, your friend's really cute. And he was like, okay, like I'll set it up. But then I forgot about it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw him on a dating app and I was like, oh my God, this guy's so cute. I feel like he would be great for my other friend.
Yeah.
And so then I found him on Instagram
and
slid in his DMs.
Okay.
And said, hey, I'd love, this is like, what did I say? I'm actually going to read you the message.
You were like setting up a friend with him?
Yes. Cause I didn't realize it was the same guy.
Oh.
I had no idea it was
You're
the
like,
same
oh,
guy.
Wait, I'm supposed to be the one that's
I sent him a message and was like, hey, I saw you on Riot and feel like you'd be a good match with my friend. Cheers to creepy DMs, but also romance, ? Which I thought was like a cute message. And he responds, hey, Jilly, we also met in Israel. And I was like, oh, shit. So first, like, you think that, like, I want to go out with you. Then I'm, like, trying to set you up with my friend.
Oh my
so
God.
Then I go, Anyways, she's great. Here's a photo and here's her number. And that was it.
Did they go out?
I don't know. This happened literally yesterday.
Oh.
This is like a real, this,
oh, this
is a true
is like
story.
A recent.
Yeah.
Recent event.
Yeah. So he has her number.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. But I just think it's funny that I'm like, I was like literally looking, I was like, this guy looks so familiar. And it was actually someone that I had wanted to go out with.
Oh my God.
Which is really funny.
That's funny. Yeah. I slide into DMs. I'm like, sometimes it doesn't work. And
yeah.
Sometimes it does work. I'm like, whatever.
If you like saw some guy in a dating app and you were like, oh, you'd be perfect for my friend, would you ever message them and say, hey, like, I think you'd be good for my friend?
Yeah, why not?
Has someone ever done that to you?
No.
No one's ever done it to me, but I feel like I wouldn't hate it. Well, I feel like it almost feels more comfortable than like someone messaging me and asking me out if their friend is like, you'd be great for my friend.
Yeah, I guess. But also like, I think on a dating app, it's supposed to be like this one-to-one thing. And so you'd be like, get all excited. Like, oh, this person liked me. And then like, oh, they want to set me up with their friend. Like,
I would like think of it more in like the positive, like romantic way.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I would do it if somebody was like, oh my God, that guy's so cute. Like set me up. I would do it. But I guess I'd probably be more inclined to slide into somebody's DMs and set them up like in like a different platform.
A different platform.
Yeah, yeah, where it's like not straightforward like dating. You know what I mean?
I did message that guy on Instagram.
Yeah.
So. But now I have a new follower. So like, you know, it's an awkward situation, but at least I've gained love.
Oh my God.
In a different way. I've gained love in a different way.
So Julie and I are both in New York City for Thanksgiving.
Should we do anything? Like, should we, like, go? I don't ice skate because I don't want to break bones right now.
Same, same.
I'm just, like, not in the mood
not
to, like, do that.
I just want to sit by, like, a roaring fire and have drinks.
Should we go upstate?
I don't know. Should we?
I don't know. I would be up for a Saturday upstate adventure. Depends on the weather.
I have a date on Saturday, so I can't go upstate on Saturday.
Who are you going out with?
That guy.
Oh.
I got set up on a date.
Yes. We always talk about our good friend, Nick Jamay.
Because
we love Nick Jamay. He's one of the founders of Sweet Green. We also love Sweet Green. And Nick is really great at setting people up.
Yeah, I guess so.
So shout out to Nick.
Yeah.
He set Lo up on a date.
He set me up on a date.
And this is your third date.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. So what are you doing for the third date?
Just like hanging out. Sitting by like a roaring fire.
I mean, do you have a plan? Is it a day date? Is it a night date?
Like, yeah, we have like a loose plan.
What's the loose plan?
To like sit by like a roaring fire.
Okay,
like,
so
have some drinks.
No dinner.
I don't know, maybe.
This is like very casual.
It is very casual.
I would need more information.
Well, like he's gonna come to my apartment and build me a fire.
Oh, so this is like a Netflix and chill?
Kinda, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. That's like very forward for you to invite him over.
I didn't. He invited himself and I said yes.
Oh, wow. So he's forward. I guess third date is, you know, you can bring him over. You can bring him over any night you want.
Yeah.
Honestly,
much.
Who cares? Yeah. But that's pretty fun.
Yeah. It's super fun. It's nice to like kind of be excited about something.
Yeah.
You know?
Where was your second date?
The Rangers game.
Active.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was at MSG at the Rangers game.
Creepily, the guy whose DMs I slid into was also at the Rangers game that night.
Really?
Because I saw based off of a photo he posted on Instagram.
Interesting.
So maybe we need to be going to the Rangers games.
I love going to a Rangers game.
I actually went to a Rangers game 2 weeks ago, which
you
is like very odd because I'm not into sports at all.
That's so funny.
I like basketball. It's nice. But other than that, I'm just bored.
So have you ever dated a guy and like you were dating for like 2 months and then it was the holidays and thought like, oh God, what do I do?
That's usually only happened to me over Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's still a good example.
But that's like, I've never really, yeah, most of my love happens like in between January and September.
Okay.
And then it's over by October, November, and then it starts again in January.
The cycle begins
again. That's really my cycle.
Okay, well, January is still totally cuffing season, so
yeah.
I get it. But it's really cold.
It's true.
Like,
it's
okay.
True. I've dated a lot of guys starting in January, and then when Valentine's Day comes, it's usually like the last one I dated was out of town, and he sent me like a funny message being like, you know, happy Valentine's, even though we've only like made out 3 times and like,
that's
XYZ.
That's cute.
Was
cute. That's nice.
I would have also like it could have been nice if he sent me flowers. I would have liked that, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think like if you're not really dating somebody, just acknowledging it to each other is like nice.
He did it in a funny way, which was cute.
Yeah.
And then before that, it's just like I've gone out to dinner, but yeah, it's not been. I've not really had like the holiday problem. Like the serious guy that I was with for a few years. His parents actually came to my parents' house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which was nice.
That is really nice.
My brother's girlfriend's parents and cousins are going to our house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going because I'm going to be here because I have too much work and I'd rather just be here.
Yeah.
But I actually don't feel that bad about it because all of those people are going.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
And then I also feel like if I went, it's like I'm like the weird person out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm in the city also for Thanksgiving. I guess it's because I'm just really busy with work. But yeah. I am going home for my cousin's wedding in like a couple days. So, I'm okay to be here because I think I've just been working so much. I definitely like miss my family and like my sister and like her kids are at my parents' house and like my brother and his wife and everything. And like, they keep FaceTiming me and I want my mom's, you know, like delicious stuffing and stuff, but it's okay.
You're going to make your own.
I know. I'm going to make my own. I'm making the turkey, the stuffing, and the gravy. And then Lauren is making like mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, veggies. We're doing like a big salad. We have the cheese and crackers, vino.
Yeah. I'm having Thanksgiving with my sister and her husband and the baby. Very excited.
Yeah.
And some of their friends.
Is she cooking?
Oh, no, we're going to her friend's house. So that's nice.
Okay.
But I told my mom, I was like, Mom, pretend that I have a husband and that I'm going to his house for Thanksgiving. But instead of having a husband, it's just myself.
Okay.
And she was like, it made her like really upset. She was like, I have to go. That doesn't make any sense. Bye.
I sort of get what you're...
I was like, pretend I'm like with someone and I'm just going to their house instead of coming home. Like, I can miss some holidays.
Yeah.
And she was just like, what are you talking about? Well, and then she's like, are you on the dating apps? Like, that was her next question. And I was like, oh my God.
They just miss you and love you.
How funny is that?
I think this is a good time to take a little break. We'll be right back. And we're back.
We are back.
Thanksgiving week, you guys.
Yeah. Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving week. Do you know what happens also around Thanksgiving week?
What? Sales?
There's a lot of sales. I read something that I really loved.
The Love Wellness like, sale.
Yeah, the Love Wellness sale. Of course. Just we're all going to get like really fucking flat tummies and like really be like cleansed. Our bodies are going to be cleansed and like wiped clean because we're just going to buy so many of Lowe's products.
It's going to be great.
We're going to be deep loaded. We're going to be, have a great mood. We're going to just, live it up.
Thanks for the plugs.
People also stop working after Thanksgiving. Do you find that the people like shut down?
Oh yeah. The rest of the year.
The rest of the year. Like, it's odd. It's really odd. We're wasting a month of our lives shutting down.
Well, people need it.
I guess. I don't know. I think that a lot of people shut down in August and a lot of people shut down in December.
They do. I mean, it's like August is like the holiday, like the vacation month. And the holidays is just the holidays. Nobody wants, it's like by the end of the year, like you need the break.
Yeah. I would shut down in February more than I would like to shut down in December.
Mm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
February and August, 6 months apart.
Yeah.
Dream months.
Well, there's President's Day. We can, like, go on a vacay.
That's true. We're going on a vacay for New Year's.
Where are we going?
We're either going to go. You guys should let us know where we should go. Should we go to Mexico City for 3 nights or Miami? Mexico City.
I think Mexico City.
I think so, too.
I think for sure Mexico City. In fact, if we have any listeners from Mexico City, slide into our DMs.
Yeah, tell us where to go.
We want to hang out with you.
Or anyone that's ever been to Mexico City, give us the hot spots that we should go to.
Yeah, those hot
spots. Maybe Greta will also come to Mexico City with us.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Greta is, like, working on this fancy project right now, so that's why she's not on this week's episode.
Yeah, we have so many fancy projects, guys.
Everyone's just busy. We're so sorry. But in a lot of ways, I think it's really positive for us. You know, it's like the podcast has been a really interesting sort of time capsule of our personal evolution.
Wow, what words.
And I think it's going to be fun in a couple of years to go back and to listen to episodes to see, where we really
how
we changed, what we struggled with, what we triumphed over.
We're also going to do a season soon.
What do you mean?
A season of episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be fun. And that'll be, like, structured And cool.
Yeah, 100%. We're still working out like what the format's going to be specifically, but like Lady Lovin' is going to be back. We just have to figure out like what it's in what form it will take next year. So we're really excited to kind of switch things up a little bit and to still, you know, bring you the content that you love. That's great. And have great guests on. So yeah.
Are you listening to any podcasts you like? I'm listening to one podcast that I am obsessed with.
What's it called?
So it's by this amazing woman. Her Instagram name is Noor. Mm-hmm. And I love her. And I have to look up the name of it because I'm totally blanking on the name. But I actually found her because Ashley Graham posted a picture with her. Mm. And then I started, you know, following her more. And she is an advocate for getting rid of sex trafficking. And her podcast is called Sold in America. And it's all about that. It's just done really well. I'm obsessed with it. I think that she's phenomenal, an amazing voice. And I like would love to have her on our podcast one day. I think she's so amazing. I'm like so impressed by her. You guys should all listen to that podcast.
Okay, I will definitely listen to it. Mostly I listen to just like The Daily, which is the New York Times podcast.
Yeah.
And I really like the podcast called Science Versus.
Okay, what's that one about?
It's just like every episode they like debunk or prove out like a scientific theory about something. So it's really interesting. Like even like recently, like they had an episode about like the science behind dating apps. And,
interesting.
You know, like. They had a really interesting episode about, what's it called? It's a certain type of like parenting style, like attachment parenting. They did like the science of guns one day. Like it's really interesting.
Cool.
And it's like super cute Aussie girl hosts it. It's like really, I like it a lot.
I will definitely check that one out as well. I also love my podcast As Seen Online.
I love your podcast.
So that was trending. You guys can also send me emails if you want me to tell you more info about what's trending on the internet or in the world.
Love that.
I have cool guests on. Lo's going to come on and she's going to talk about trends in feminine care.
Cool. I'd love to.
It's going to be great. Well, this is just a quick episode today, but we wanted to just make sure to chat with you guys this week and give you some life updates. And my lady loving this week is going to be Noor because I'm obsessed with her.
Okay. That's great. I love that.
And you guys should all follow her and listen to her podcast as well. And I hope that everyone has a really happy Thanksgiving.
Me too.
And that everyone's really thankful that they are alive and living and that you can have Thanksgiving because I think that that's really important.
Me too.
It's a positive message there. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.